It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. The primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk orange and white on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And we welcome you to the Cougar Corner. John Ding is back with you. Brian Barrett has left the building. I'm not sure exactly where he's gone, but Coach Jason Pierce is here and to talk a little Cougar basketball. And I didn't get an opportunity to talk to you, Coach, at the end of last year. But what a ride, I mean, that you boys had a district tournament and moved on, and as far as you, I guess, have ever gone in terms of basketball, maybe, you know.
I believe so.
That had to be a great ride, and a great ride for Michael Farmer, the senior on your ball club. And did that come out of the blue, or did you have it? And I can make you a genius here and say you knew all along that this was going to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly the way we planned it.
You know, it is a Cinderella storybook kind of thing, but but you had the talent. I mean, you had a lot of good talent. Putting it together and not being hurt, getting healthy, and that's when you want to peak, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we had told our team back in the summer, you know, get your mind straight, because get this as your focus, that we're going to win this district. You know, not you look like a prophet now, but I mean, then, you know, I mean, coaches say a lot of things, but we really believed we had enough talent, and if we put it together, we could, you know, especially hosting the district in our own gym. We felt like we had a very good chance of making some things happen.
You know, you can talk about, and the home court is great, but you still had to execute.
Oh yeah,
and you had already kind of picked up and started picking up wins, and we talked as the thing was going, and you were saying, well, we won this game, we're winning this game, you just kind of had to feel like, I hope I don't do anything to mess it up, because they were just playing so well.
Well, sometimes good coaching is getting out of the way.
Exactly.
Just letting them play. I mean, but, yeah, it was tough. Even in our own gym, I mean, we had to beat the number 3 seed Eagle, the number 2 seed Community, and then play the number 1 seed Forest. So,
well-deserved.
I don't know how much harder it can get.
Yeah, well-deserved. And, you know, being the home court in a district tournament for a coach – it's not always that easy, because there's a lot of distractions. Yeah. There's a lot of things that you're dealing with. And I know you had some help, but still, a little bit of distraction for you anyway.
Well, it was. I think they helped us out with a few subs a few days so that I could run around, and we had to move signs and, you know, get locker rooms clean and get everything sorted out, workers, things like that. But, you know, I mean, we made it through it. It was a good experience. It turned out well. We had good crowds, you know, our student section. Being at home, that's probably where you see the biggest benefit, honestly, is that your crowd is, you know, it's a lot easier for them to come than, you know, say, driving to Huntland, you know, a year or two before, so.
And when you look at it, you were the host city. I mean, you hosted the James Hill Invitational. Again this year, and it seemed like it was almost like back to back to back. Here we go, and you all were just hosting everything.
Well, by the time we got to the district tournament, we felt like we had had this thing. We knew how to run a tournament, because we did. We hosted a 3-day Christmas tournament, and then we went into James C. Hale for 2 weeks, and then the district tournament, and then a couple of region games. So, I mean, we had a lot of experience hosting last year.
I know a lot of people have said, and this is a compliment to Middle Tennessee Christian School, that they would be okay if the tournament was held every year at Middle Tennessee Christian School as well as it
was
run.
We would, too. It's okay with that. No, I think it's a good venue. I think, you know, there's enough seating. You can spread out a little bit. I think people like coming to Murfreesboro, you know, getting on the game and go eat somewhere. I think that, you know, our hospitality room being the way it is, where we can have it hosted up in that, you know, kind of that upstairs.
Watch the game and, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people like that. And, you know, hospitality rooms are great, but sometimes you get, you know, tucked away in some home ec room down the 3 hallways and, you know,
gotta have
two doors on the left.
TV, that kind of thing.
So I think a lot of them really enjoyed sitting up there. They could watch the game from up top, so. I just think it's a good venue to have one. We did get a lot of compliments.
I wanted to take time to talk about that, because we don't really ever get to talk to the coach after the season is over, directly the season. Congratulations on a great year. Since you've done that, now let's start over.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. What have you done for me lately, kind of thing. Let's talk a little bit about the Christian school, off to a great start. And I think maybe, am I wrong here, but I think you felt that was going to be important for this squad to get off to a good start.
I did. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't remember who said it, but if you graduate one, you know, team is still different. I mean, it's just they're a year older, relationship-wise. I mean, they just, you know, they're at a different stage. I mean, it doesn't matter. You take away one, the complex, the makeup of your team is just different. And so, you know, we lost four. You know, and two of them were starters, and well, three of them are starters, excuse me. And, you know, lose three starters, you know, we had to plug holes. And we felt like we could have some depth this year. You know, we have some young ones coming up that were pretty good, and we contribute a lot. And, but, you know, with freshmen and even an eighth grader we brought up, you know, you never know how that's going to turn out, honestly. So we had a couple transfers moving in. So, I mean, we're really, in a lot of ways, very different than we were last year.
Well, you've got Derek Spears coming back, and everybody pretty much got a target on his back. Yeah. Because he's such a great scorer. And Derek from – I wasn't able – I had a school commitment the other night, wasn't able to come to the game, but Brian said that he has really worked hard in the weight room, a much physical specimen than you can imagine, and that's got to help him, and of course the maturity level too.
Well, he likes to take ball and drives the rim, and to do that you sometimes take a beating, and he has physically gotten himself to where he can take those beatings. I mean, he's gotten a lot thicker, especially in his upper body, to be able to go in there and take a beating every night. So.
And you've added somebody. I want to talk about the Forest win the other night.
Yeah.
And a huge win. And we're going to talk about district play in just a second. But a big win over Forest, 82-72. Tell me about David Capps. He scored 32.
Yeah. David Capps transferred this summer. Came from Lebanon High School. And he's a big addition. I mean, he stepped in where Micah Farmer played last year as a four spot. A little bit smaller than Micah, and it's hard to say this and really believe Micah was very quick. He's got a different type of quickness. I mean, he can explode. He can fly. And he extends the floor for us a little bit, because Spears collecting rebounds. He just turns and finds Caps flying down the floor. So, I mean, he'll pick up, you know, 4, 6, 8 a game just on transition, run the floor.
A little different look to Cougars in terms of –
yeah.
Running the floor.
Oh yeah, we're moving this year.
And you also have Ben Brown,
mm-hmm.
who you needed to step up last year, and I think for the most part he did, and he's just continuing to improve too.
Oh, he's gotten much better shooting off the dribble. Last year he was more of just a shooter, standing three, and we talked to him about it. He needs to expand his game a little bit, because you know people guard standing threes. He's gotten much better, you know, coming off the drill. He's gotten longer, too. He's grown a ton. If you look at pictures from the beginning of last year versus this year, you'd be amazed. His length is very impressive. And he's been just solid. You know, he's had games where he scored 20, 17. He might have games where he has 6 or 8, but he defensively is where I've been impressed with him. He has improved defensively, and then probably a lot of it's due to his length. He does a great job of just keeping the ball in front of him, and he can contest shots with his, you know, his length. He's been really big for us this year.
I think sometimes people underestimated really how young you guys were the last couple of years. You had Micah, which is, I'd say, your veteran, maybe another veteran or two.
Yeah.
But, you know, Ben was young, and Derek was young, and you top it off with Caps. They kind of become your big three. I mean, is that a fair statement?
Are. Yeah, they are. I mean, you know, we go as those three go. You know, and Ty Hageman as a senior this year has really come along. And you know, he's kind of long as well. He's not a true post. He's just, you know, I guess he's one of the tallest kids we got, so we made him a post. I don't know.
But I don't know that you've ever had a true post.
No, we don't even call him post. There's a bunch of guard running around. But he does a great job. But Derek and those guys look for him inside, and he does a good job moving around underneath. He'll run the floor as well. I mean, he can get out there. He can shoot the three outside. I mean, he's been big for us. But, one of the things that didn't always show up in the scores, these guys, these young kids we brought in too. We have another transfer, junior, Bryson Careers, come in, and he is he's been good. He's gotten better each game, you know, and he gives us a little bit of scat back, what I like to call him, you know, they just give him the ball and let him just wiggle in there, and he can penetrate and make some things happen, and he knocked down an open three. He's been big for us, but our young ones have played really well coming in. We have a freshman that will play some minutes every night, Luke Howell. Doesn't always show up in the score, scoring column, but, defensively he can alter shots and he can rebound. He's pretty solid for a freshman in the post. And then Joseph Peck's come in as an eighth grader, and, we just tell him to run wild, basically. We just, no pressure, just go get offensive rebounds, defend. And he's ended up, several nights, if we get in foul trouble, he's been kind of our go-to defensive stopper.
Well, that's huge, isn't it?
We don't tell him too much, and I hope he's not listening to that, but we don't tell him that he may be guarding their best player. We just say guard him.
Yeah.
But he's done really well for us, adjusting to the speed of the game and everything.
And some eighth graders, they come in, and freshmen too, really, and eyes wide open, deer in the headlight looks. But evidently, he's giving you some really good solid minutes.
Oh, he really has. I mean, he's one of, he's probably our sixth or seventh guy coming in. He's been a big impact. We've been playing him in JV some night, and I told Ed Watson, our JV coach, I said, we might need to start trimming his minutes back because he's getting more and more in varsity. We won't play him two straight games every day. So.
And depth is so important. I know, because you've lost some players over the years, some quality minutes, and you've got to create that wherever you can get it. You've got to find some depth, don't you?
Well, it is. I mean, we won a game earlier this year in overtime, and Derek was in foul trouble most of the game. I mean, that's our 22-point and 12-rebound score, a night. And he got in foul trouble. He played about a quarter and a half, And, I mean, we were able to maintain and actually, extend the lead in a game. And I don't know if that had been the case in the past.
That's huge for their confidence, too, isn't it?
Well, it is, because you can go out and play a different way. You can be more aggressive. You don't have to worry about if I get a foul, I got to go sit and how that'll affect us. You just go play because that someone's coming in off the bench and, got your back. I mean, so, depth has been nice. We have not had that since as much depth as we have since I've been there.
I know it's early in the season, and I know, we don't want to talk about down the road because it's a long, long season, but I feel that you feel you're in a better place than maybe you've been in other – when you take everything in consideration with depth, with people contributing, speed. I think you feel like you're in a little better place maybe.
I do. The big thing for us, never having won a district tournament in our school's history, to get over that hump mentally, and to feel like you belong and that you can compete every night, that's what we're seeing mostly, is that there are games in the past where, honestly, we go in and the kids may tell you, no, we're going to be all right, But in the back of their mind, they're wondering if they really are. I don't think that's the case anymore. I think they believe every night they go out there, they should win, they're going to win. And that's a big mental hurdle that we have gotten over. And I think that's the biggest thing from last year that we see this year.
And those guys that were on that team last year helped the ones that weren't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they've got that confidence they didn't have.
Oh yeah,
it's just an amazing run, and I want to talk about the district. You guys are the one district that plays a lot of district games early,
mm-hmm.
And I know you. Every coach I've talked to said they love for that to change to January, and
yeah.
Because you're going through a lot of trying to find out who's going to come off the bench, and your Luke Howells and mm-hmm. your picks. How are you going to get through that? And you don't really have time to concentrate because you got to win district games.
Well, we actually lost three of our first four games this year due to cancellations. They just, they agreed to a game and then turned around and scheduled somebody else, and we didn't have contracts and everything. And so anyway, we lost a couple because of whatever miscommunication. So we scrambled around and had to find one late. The girls found a girls only. So we played there for the first 3 weeks, one game a week. And we went into the first district game with only two games. So, yeah, I mean, it would have been nice to have a few more. we had to move. We started actually, I think it was November 29th was our first district game. That was actually supposed to be, I think, sometime this next week. But because of exams between both schools, we moved Fayetteville up to November 29th, which I wish now we'd have left it where it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, we do because of the way our, you know, they squeeze the schedule a little bit with the new district tournament rules where you can't play, you know, a couple games a night during the week. That plus our district plays, you know, we've tried to play at one site, so we actually play the weekend before most people play. So, I mean, we lose another date or two there. So, yeah, it pushes everything back. I mean, but, you know, you got to play them eventually anyway. So,
well, tell us a little bit about your Christmas schedule coming up. I know, I don't know if you're taking a few days off or tell us a little bit about what you've got planned over the holidays.
We play a game that actually we lost early, and then they called back, and we figured out a date. So we actually play Tuesday. It hadn't been on schedule previously, but we play this Tuesday at home versus Boyd Christian. And then Thursday this next week, we go to Friendship Christian and play them for a couple games. And then the next week after Christmas, we'll take a few days off. We'll come back to 26th and practice. And then 27th, 28th, 29th, we go to Friendship for our mid-state Christmas tournament. This is a tournament we hosted last year.
Right, and we've talked about that.
We rotate it between us, Friendship Christian, and Ezo Harding, so we don't have the burden of it every year of having to fill it and work on it and all.
That's kind of become a pretty good staple, though, hasn't it? I mean, it's, you know, and doing well.
Well, it's grown. We talked about that the other day, that when we started it, it was more of – it actually started when we were at Jackson Christian, and the three of us were down there in a hospitality room saying, why are we driving this far to play each other? And why don't we just start something at home? And so that's how it started. And it was really more of a small Christian school, maybe single A level, maybe a few double A's. And, you know, now the brackets, I mean, we play Antioch the first game, and I think West Creek's in it, Rossview. I mean, it, you know, we got the defending Division II state champion DCA on the boys' side, the defending single A champion in Friendships in it. So I mean, it's no cakewalk Christmas tournament, really.
No, that's what you want. You want to play good opponents, don't you?
Oh, I do. I like it. You know, I think it helps you down the road. I mean, no doubt. If we can play and compete against Antioch, we're gonna be all right in our district. You know, that's the way I look at it. So.
And if everything goes well, of course, we're going to talk before then, you know, get through the district schedule and get those guys playing pretty solid by the time district tournament rolls around again.
Well, that's the hope. You don't want to peak now.
All right. Coach Piercy, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm going to run over this Cougar Corner scoreboard here with you in just a minute. But good luck the rest of the way, and we'll see you in a few weeks. I'm not sure exactly when, but I know Brian will be in touch.
All right.
But
sounds
good. We'll see you in a few, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Coach Jason Piercy, and the Cougars off to a very good start in basketball this year. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll have the Cougar Corner scoreboard for you coming up right after this timeout.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's E, the number one, auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the orange and white of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
MTCS Cougar Corner. from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we're back with our regular edition of Cougar Corner Scores from Judy Coates, and we appreciate that so much. And she's never failed us, never has. Thank you very much, Judy. And our scoreboard this week, two big wins for the Cougars, which we just talked to Coach Piercy. Monday, a December 10th win over Forest, 82-72. David Capps had 32, Derek Spears with 23. Tuesday, December 11th versus Webb, a 74-45 win. Derek had 29, Ben Brown with 17, David Capps had 12. The JV basketball team did well, too. A win over Forest, 54-25. Luke Howell had 13, along with Trey Hickey, and Joseph Peck had 8. And you heard Coach Piercy mentioning them, even on the varsity level. Last Tuesday, against Webb, a 51-17 win, and it was Hickey with 14, James Perrigo with 10, and Gavin Burgess had 10. High school girls basketball last week. Monday, they a 59-56 win over Forest. Ashlyn Wilkerson had 20. Megan Smith had 11. Abby Sweeney had 11. And Tuesday, a 65-12 win over Webb. Megan Smith had 14. Ashlyn Wilkerson had 9. Abby Sweeney, 8. Chandler Adams had 8. In junior high boys basketball on Thursday versus DeKalb Middle, a 44-29 loss. And the junior high girls at DeKalb Middle had a 34-21 win led by Abby Buckner with 17, Camden Adams with 6, Holly Bowman with 5. This week's games on our Cougar Corner scoreboard, it's Tuesday, it's basketball with Boyd Christian, and Thursday, high school basketball at Friendship Christian. That's on the 18th and the 20th, Tuesday and Thursday of this week. And then Friday, the 21st, junior high girls basketball versus Franklin Road Academy at the Page High School Tournament. And those scores, courtesy of Judy Coates, we appreciate her getting those in. So big week of basketball for the Cougars and the Lady Cougars, and good luck to them and all their basketball teams this coming week. That's going to do it for Cougar Corner this edition, and we're going to be, Brian, I think we take a week or two off here now, correct? And we'll be back in a couple of weeks, take off for Christmas, and we'll see you back at Cougar Corner in 2 weeks. For Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Coach Jason Piercy, this is John Dinkins saying so long, everybody, from Cougar Corner basketball this afternoon at 4 on WGNS.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.